Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Just be part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. And the way that happens, frankly and honestly, you know, and being part of the solution, if you would, is you got to get informed. And then once you get informed, you do the right thing, you get informed, then go out there and speak the truth. I mean, seriously, shame these people. And don't let them, well, I don't know about that, you know, they push back on you all the time. And they always sound like they're so full of knowledge, when in reality, they're not. No, seriously, they're not. How many of you heard, like, you know, AOC, when she puts up a fight on an issue, she always sounds so knowledgeable, so smart, right? Well, come on, we know. Guess what? She's not. It's that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But you want to make sure you have the information again. So if they ever come back to you later on, they say, hey, you know what? You have no clue. What you said was all wrong. All right, well, here's what it says to shiver up your spine. I love, you know, in an hour like this, we're going to hit all, quick and hard, all the crazy stories of the day. And let me tell you what. If you think that you don't live in a twilight zone, I mean, I don't even know how to bet on this one. Seriously don't. Sheila Jackson Lee is now running for Houston mayor. Anybody good with this? Or is it just me that's having a problem with this, right? So Sheila Jackson Lee, she's actually a little miffed right now. Because the Houston mayoral candidate, or another candidate, I should say, released an audio recording of her. And it wasn't very complimentary. So she apologized after the audio surfaced, alleging her berating her staffers. Now, you know that she was in the room going off, slamming stuff all around the place. And somebody, one of her staffers, you know, just grabbed her phone and started recording it. Now, I love this. She blames the release on her opponent, Senator John Whitmire. She said, to anyone who has listened to the recording with concern, I regret and hope that you'll judge me not for something trotted out by a political opponent, but by the work I've done. Now, here's the funny thing about this. If you're berating, this is what I've always found just totally interesting. If you're berating your employees, if you're treating them like crap, if you're doing the wrong thing, why does it matter how the people got to see this? Why does that matter? What part of that is a problem? Right? Now, Whitmer's campaign denied any involvement with the audio, the statement to the press. The audio surfaced after being first posted by the right-leaning Texas website Current Revolt. It contains audio of Jackson Lee allegedly calling one of her staffers a fat, butt, stupid idiot, calling others effing ups, or F-ups, how's that, and more. That's just amazing. And the only thing she's concerned about is the fact that somebody else put it out there that shouldn't have. Right? I'm just amazed. Always amazed at how these things play out. I actually get a kick out of them, frankly. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I told you I'm going to go through these pretty quick. I enjoy these stories very much because they show you truly what's going on. All right. A recent article in American Insider says, hey, is it time just to simply ban guns? Right. That's worked out for so many other countries that they've done that in. And I love it when people say, well, come on, it's America. We're so much different here in the U.S. We're so much further along. And I go, really? Check out the border. Who are we letting in? Who's here? What do you know about who's here? No, we're not. We're worse off than some of these third world nations. Now, that federal judge that I was talking about in the last hour, who overturned California's assault weapons ban, it is finally legal to own an AR-15 in the state of California again. Now, the ruling came in response to litigation from Second Amendment advocates and some individual plaintiffs. Newsom had lost his mind over this one. Right? I mean, seriously. They stuck down the state's ban. He gave you an 80-page ruling over it. He says, we're constantly hearing about mass shootings for days and weeks and on anniversaries, but how often do we celebrate the saving of life of Jane Doe because she was able to use a semi-automatic weapon to defend herself? Or her family, for that matter. And they're right. You know, the lefties, who have probably never had a gun in their hand to begin with, their only thought is they paint the picture of a gun can only be used for evil, it can never be used to save somebody's life, it can never be used for anything other than killing another person in violence and in hate. Not true. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, just totally be part of the solution. That's the way to go. But be informed before you open your mouth. That would be even better. What do you think? Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Again, 5563. What was I going to say to you now? I forgot. God, they do that all the time, don't they? Terrible. Actually, it's quite irritating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, you know what it is? I get excited because they've got so many stories going on, right? It just makes me nuts. Let's have some of these more, yes, we need these kind of stories that I enjoy so much. American Idol star was triggered a bunch of secularists over a speech he delivered at a school assembly. Now, they invite these people. They know what they're like. They know what they're going to say. And even if you tell them not to say it, they're going to say it anyhow. But American Idol star Scott McIntyre knows a thing or two about overcoming adversity. He was the first visually impaired finalist on a hit television series. He also survived two kidney transplant surgeries. Now, through it all, he's a classically trained Christian musician. And he's given God, always gives God the glory and the honor for you know, his successes. And when he's not performing on tour, some of the biggest names in Christian music, McIntyre, you know, he shares that message in public. Whether he's at public school, private school, wherever he's at, people ask him to speak. He has no problem telling them why he believes that he is where he's at. So he's been invited to speak at by a student council to deliver a speech to the entire student body at Millennium High School. That must be interesting. Afterwards, students received a copy of the Student Life Reference Manual. Now, the book included the New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and Constitution. It also included a copy of the Declaration of Independence. The Secular Arizona Alliance said that the program and the book were violations of the U.S. Constitution. So, hey. So, including the Constitution, let this sink in for a second. Now, including the Constitution is a violation of the Constitution. Now, how much dope do you have to smoke to have that make sense? Schools absolutely cannot proselytize. They can't. That's according to attorney Diane Post, as a violation of the First Amendment. And for 50 years, the Supreme Court has said, no, you can't do this. Not quite true. The school district said they had nothing to do with the selection and the speaker, but nevertheless, they offered a pause. They don't have to. If a club brings in a speaker, right? The school has no say in it. They don't have to apologize. But they sent out a message that we sincerely apologize for any discomfort or concern that the incident may have caused. Principal Nicole Bundy, she put it out. She's the principal there at the school. We take this matter seriously. We'll be reviewing our guest speaker selection screening process to prevent such incidents from happening in the future. Will they also do the same thing for those who actively speak against this country? I'd be curious to know what offended the secularists most, the New Testament or the Declaration of Independence. Well, really, what part of it? Anyway, there is no Constitution violation here. He was a guest of the student council, not the school itself, not the principal, not an administrator. Now, had they invited drag queens, well, I'm certain those secularists would have been more than happy and would have definitely supported the selection, don't you think? No, really. it truly has gotten down to whatever you feel, whatever you think. I mean, seriously. Another school district is considering giving Jesus the boot. Not a smart move. I mean, look, we know there's a culture war, there's a battle, there's a constant fight over what perceived religious freedom is all about. And it's not going to change anytime soon. Germantown, Tennessee, for instance, school board is considering a change to the calendar. Now, this is what I love. They would rename Good Friday and Easter Monday, which is a new one. Anybody else heard of Easter Monday? That's a new one for me. Woke members of the school board want to call the days off spring holiday. They already call it spring holiday on that week. And why would you call it a spring holiday? What is Good Friday? There's only one group that celebrates Good Friday. How do you change that? You know, and you can't be surprised at the war against traditional values being waged. Dr. Daniel Chatham, a new board member, pushed back against the change. The doctor now. Went on to say, I think the change at the minimum is going to be a frustration to a lot of families, myself included. Possibly more a frustration to others. He said, I feel like it sends a message that we don't really necessarily need to send. Another board member pushed back and said there were some families in Germantown that didn't celebrate the holidays. I think it's a respect to those that don't celebrate. While admitting that most families in the district are in fact Christian and do celebrate. So now what? We're catering to the few. This is what I would say. I said, okay, if we're going to do this, if this is the way we're going to transact business from now on, then I think the person that gets the least amount of votes should take the seat. Should be the elected person. Don't you? I mean, if we're going to focus on the least of, then let's do it. That simple. Now, local residents weighed in on a show, a local show in Memphis called Wake Up Memphis with Ben Dieter. You can't just make up new names for people's religious holidays, but listener said he's true. The war against Christianity, traditional American values, too, is really, it's been ratcheted up by the left. It's been ratcheted up by the atheists. They show up at meetings now. The Freedom for Religious Freaks drive through towns just so they can beef about something that looks like a cross. I mean, can you imagine? Wait till they get to the point where they start complaining about crosses on churches. Come on. They're going to complain about seeing a cross on a church when they drive through town. They should put the cross in an area where you can't see it, simply casually driving on the main road. You watch. I've been right before. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Israel's war against Hamas is in its 18th day as heavy fighting continues. Intense negotiations are reportedly underway to try to free a large number of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel has agreed to delay a ground invasion as the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt work to free hostages. Court documents show the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who allegedly tried to shut off the engines of a Horizon Airlines flight had taken psychedelic mushrooms. Joseph David Emerson was sitting in the cockpit jump seat when he said, "I'm not okay," before trying to pull the engine fire extinguisher handles. One pilot struggled with Emerson. He told the flight attendant, "You need to cuff me right now or it's going to be bad." He faces 160 state charges, including attempted murder. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, "Just try it"? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
We are back. Always appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved, being engaged. And this is what I want you to be. I want you to be involved and engaged. It's how you make a difference. These school board meetings all across the country, show up. Stop being afraid of what they're going to do. That's what they want. They want you to be petrified. Stop being afraid of what they could do or not do to you. You've got the number for PJI. If you don't, you're just not very bright. Go to PJI.org. See the things that you can do and can't do. Know that they'll protect you in the different states. They've got offices almost in every state now. And the bottom line with it is you have a right to speak out at these. You don't threaten anybody. You don't do any of that. But you show up. And you speak. And you make no threats. The bottom line with it is you have a right to speak up for your children. You have a right to take a stance for your children. Anyhow, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, we were talking about one school that's looking to get rid of Jesus. That's right. You know, and again, you can't make up this stuff. And you know, we've talked about the war against Christianity. It's heated up over the last couple of years. It just doesn't stop. This is about, again, a school district that somehow wants to change the name of Good Friday and Easter Monday and just call them, you know, spring holidays. All right. Well, the problem with that is it is a specific one, is it not? I mean, when it comes to Ramadan, these guys have no guts. Why don't you just say, "Hey, happy holiday, guy"? Try that. You can't, and you can't make this stuff up. The war against Christianity, traditional American values, it's heating up everywhere. And it's alive in these small towns like Germantown, Tennessee. What do you think about Tennessee? You don't think about having this issue, do you? What are the religious holidays that somebody stepped up and said we need to change the name of? I mean, what happens if we get to Christmas and they decide now to call it Tree Day? Happy Tree Day. That's right. Happy Flashing Tree Day. Whatever. Kerry Sweeney is a conservative who ran for the school board in Germantown. She urged voters to pay close attention to which school board members vote in favor of removing Good Friday. How does this systemic removal of God from the aspects of schools make us stronger? What, do you got a half a dozen kids out of 1,000 that are going to be offended by this? Explain to them how real tolerance and acceptance works. See, they're tolerant and accepting, but only when it's about them. Days like Good Friday remind us that God must be part of the equation. Right? So whose interest would this action serve? Seriously, think about it. Is it just the loud voices on the left who would entirely remove God from society? The results of their intentions, they're easy to see. You just look around the country. Look at these failing schools. Look at what's going on in education. Look at how many people are failing in education. I mean, the steps that they take, do they really further education? Do they make things stronger by removing AP classes, removing advanced classes, Oregon stopping you to have any kind of graduation creds to move on? Craziness. Now, recently, Germantown's been embroiled in controversy. And, gee, I wonder why. They've got allegations of grooming and promoting transgender movements and so on. See, get to remember something. Unlike conservatives, who kind of sit around and really don't say much of anything, they kind of figure everybody's on the same page. All it takes is one or two liberals to get in there. And I'm talking about progressive liberals who want to get in there and talk about things, push things, you know, get things rolling. And once it gets rolling, it's hard to stop. You need to engage early. You need to be in your kids' classroom. You need to be speaking to the things that are going on in your kids' classroom. There was a boy in a dress that was allowed to parade around a football field during homecoming. Right? We're looking at San Francisco values encroaching everywhere. You look at what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia, when people didn't speak up. It'll blow over. That was a mindset for a few years. And then look at what they had to go through. Right? No, come on, seriously. But Germantown's unlike Loudoun County, or shouldn't be. They say they don't want San Francisco values. Well, then get up and fight for them. You guys are going to stop sitting on your duffs and do nothing. Look, I see people that scream and yell on a text feed or a Twitter feed, a Facebook feed, whatever it is. But when it comes to actually showing up someplace and opening your mouth, it's a whole different animal. They don't do it. They won't do it. They don't see any need to, they say. Like, really? You don't? I know, right? Okay. O'Biden, now his White House says that Islamophobia is really the greatest concern right now. I love how this writer calls it the O'Biden White House. So apparently, anti-Semitism, which is on the rise exponentially, violence against Asians on the rise exponentially. But greatest problem we have is Islamophobia. These people make absolute... Matter of fact, I'm going to stop saying that they're stupid. I really am, and you guys in the chat room, you call me out when I say this. They're not stupid. They are purposely misleading you. Purposely. Oh, there's no other reason for it. If they actually would check the numbers, if they actually would look at what was going on, they would find out that, you know, what they're telling is lies. Really that easy. I mean, it's just sad on so many levels. Anyway, I mean, again, I look at this stuff and say, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to actually pay attention so that you can respond? You can respond to these things. Well, Trump's comment today, he says to immigrants, I agree with him 100%. I come from a family of immigrants, so I don't want to hear how, yeah, I don't know what immigrants are about. He says, look, if you hate America, if you don't like our religion, then you're not getting in. Stay away. I agree with him. Look, you're supposed to come here because you love this country, because you want a change, you want a difference. You're not supposed to be coming here to turn it into an Islamic nation. You're not coming here to turn it into a communist or socialist nation. That was not even close to what our founding fathers had in mind. That's why I miss Scalia. We don't have anybody, or we don't seem to have anybody, who's an originalist, who understands what our founding fathers wanted, who went back, he went back, you need to go back, read their letters to each other. Read how they felt about this stuff. I mean, really. President Trump, he drops some truth bombs on how dangerous these illegals are coming over the border. These are not families from Mexico that are having trouble, people. He said, if you hate America, if you want to abolish Israel, if you don't like our religion, and a lot of them don't, if you're sympathetic to jihadists, you don't need to be here. We don't want you. I don't want you. And I wouldn't let you in. You know, again, you vote for Joe Biden, you vote for that team, you're going to keep having this rise in crime in the cities, you're going to keep having this overflow over the border. And I'll tell you what, I've come to the conclusion. You know how you used to always say, we're not like them, don't act like them, don't do like them? Well, since Joe Biden has decided and team has decided, and matter of fact, even Nancy Pelosi has spoken out and told Joe Biden to ignore SCOTUS on several of their rulings. I think if and when Trump gets back in, if and when he puts the right people in place, he should play that clip over and over and over again. And then what he should do is put up the wall. And when they say you can't do that, and SCOTUS says something like you can't do that, he should do it anyway. While playing her clip. That's simple. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy,
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I always say, please don't be part of the problem. You know, we've got enough of those already. We don't need more. Really, in all sincerity. And I know some of you, you know, I know some of you mean well. I mean that sincerely. I know some of you mean well. You're trying to do the right thing. But sometimes you can cause a lot of damage with misinformation. All right, I don't want to move on. I want to stay with this, and then we'll go back to one story that I kind of blew off. I shouldn't have, but I did. So, again, you know, Trump today, he's right. If you hate America, if you don't like our religion, and you come over the border, and you want to do away with Israel, and you come over illegally, no, we're going to put you in a plane and send you home. You don't belong here. Now, Joey B, he doesn't care. He thinks he's going to turn into votes. And you watch my words like they're trying to do now. He's going to try to turn these into votes. It's just crazy. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And you really have to understand what these people... It is, I got to tell you, I get these moments, and all these words just jumble up in my head. It's kind of like, if you don't like it here, you know what you're coming to see. You're coming here, you hate the country, you hate what we stand for, you hate all this stuff, but you're just coming here for the money? Let's just say that's your reason, because what are they giving them? $2,500 when they get here, or $2,200 when they get here, X amount a month, plus, plus, plus? Because you can live free off the American taxpayer? But you hate us? And you want to change everything about us? They're like locusts, these people, sometimes. They come into a place, suck down all the resources, and move on. And then tell you how nasty you are. Remember when they did it in Italy? It's finally we got the prime minister nuts and said, we're giving you all kinds of stuff and it's not enough. Leave. Goodbye. So, you know, ultimately, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote to wipe out Israel. A vote for Joe Biden is to wipe out many of the freedoms that we have in this country. You minorities, black families, Asian families, I mean, look at what's been done to you. Look at what you're not getting. You veterans for Biden, really? How? Explain that. He is pushing veterans out of hotels and putting illegals in there. And you guys fought for us. You fought for our freedoms. And yet you have to sleep on the street. You can't get the medical attention you need. Wow. Just amazing. Joe's turned our, I mean, the Dems as a whole have turned our major into cities into dumping grounds for these people. Look at them. They're sleeping out in front of hotels. The winter's coming. God only knows what's going to happen next. What are they going to take over next? You see how many people were in the streets of Chicago and New York and other places like that? We don't have the police to handle that. They're going to have to call out the National Guard. They can't do it. You know why they can't do it? Because it is an admission of total failure. That's what it is. A vote for Trump, though, is a vote to secure the border. It's a vote to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the country, he said. To immediately restore and expand the Trump travel ban. To halt all the refugee settlements in the United States. He's going to do all this, and believe me, he'll do it all in the first day. Really. You know he's got the energy. It's not like Joey B where he gets up at golly knows when and he shuts the day down by early afternoon in most cases. Even earlier than that at times. You know, they went on to say that they want to bring these people in. They want to bring in the same people that are shooting rockets into Israel. They want to come to the United States. I don't think a lot of good things are going to happen. He said, I'll implement strong ideology, screening of all immigrants. If you hate America, if you want to abolish Israel, you're done. You're gone. I mean, seriously. Anyway. God. 855-REAL-JOE. 855, I know, 732-5563. Appreciate your time with me. All right. The story I didn't finish. Sorry, guys. I flew past it. And I shouldn't have. It was too good to it was too good to fly past, really. The Sheila Jackson Lee story. Some of you may have been paying attention. Some of you are maybe not. The Sheila Jackson Lee, I did not know this. Right? She's running for mayor of Houston. And it was a big news, apparently. Now it is, but it wasn't then. And she tried to keep it quiet. I don't know which. Houston's already known for being liberal. Right? No big deal. They're already known for being liberal. But do you think that she's going to, for some of you, do you think she's going to stop crime? Do you think she's going to jump all over crime? Do you think she's going to make it any better, seriously? Because I don't. I think, if anything, with her mindset, she's going to make her worse. Not even close to better. And this is why I say, with some of these cities like Chicago and New York and so forth, but why? Why do we give them extra money? Why do we go in and bail them out from their stupid decisions? When they elect these people that don't protect them, why do we have to give them more federal funds to protect themselves? I'm curious. Constantly floors my mind. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Here's a good one, too. You got a liberal mayor now out of San Francisco. She's had to do a major pivot. I don't know if some of you are aware of this. And she's come out and said, you know, as of late, she knows that crime is on the uptick. But this was a woman who ran just before she ran. She was all about defunding the police. This is Mayor London Breed out of San Francisco. She's now softened her policies. She's kind of backtracked, if you would. Because she's had several opponents now step up. And they're more run-of-the-mill, what do you want to call them, traditional liberals, traditional Democrats. They're going to run against her in 2024. Now, Breed supported defunding the police in 2020. See, right, following that whole Black Lives Matter protest. They all opposed law enforcement agencies. You sent them billions of dollars, and look at how much help they've been with it, what they've done. She slashed the police and sheriff's department by $120 million. She wanted to remove, ready for this one, barriers to progress. How do you remove barriers to progress when you don't have enough people in the streets to keep you safe? Who's going to move forward? Who's going to open up new businesses? Who's going to walk the streets at night to go to their favorite store or restaurant or whatever? Who? Now, the mayor changed her approach after moderate Democrats, looks like Asha Safai and Daniel Lurie, entered the mayor race earlier this year. Right? She's introducing several reversals to her policy that got her in there, I guess. Just amazing. Crime in San Francisco has increased in recent years, but Breed, she keeps slashing their budget, the police budget. Now, the residents were begging her for more money for the police, more police involvement in their neighborhoods. She ignored them. Somebody's got to explain this to me. Is it truly a sickness? No, really, for all types of purposes, is it truly a sickness? You have to ask, because they're watching these numbers rise. They're even hearing from their own police, unions and such, that they need help. And she ignores it. London, in a recent tweet, said, when people are quick to write us off, San Francisco always comes back strong. We're investing and we're working to make the city safe and clean and welcoming. You can't say that with a straight face. While your crime skyrockets, while you're cutting money to the police department. That just doesn't work. It doesn't fly. It makes no sense. Now they're talking about a vacancy tax to these businesses who can't fill the, fill their storefronts, can't get people to rent their storefronts. And they're not doing it to force you to make a move. They're doing it because they've lost revenue. They need more money. They're crazy spending your money, frankly. All right. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back tomorrow.